Yeah, if you want to head out, you can take the hour off because you've already seen it. You just saw it. There's pretty much nothing to do. It's up to you.
I'll stick around.
Okay. It's one of those where there's not a lot of...
It's a lot of talking to you.
Okay, folks, my turn. First of all, there's a quiz that I posted last night. It is due Saturday at midnight. By Saturday at midnight. And again, quizzes I don't accept late. It's 10 questions, and I want to make sure you're keeping up with what we're doing. And so you have to pass those in by midnight on Saturday. So you get 3 days. Essentially, quizzes don't count as much as homework, but you should, you know, they count. And I will give a makeup quiz if you miss one, but try not to miss more than one if you can. So, here are the quizzes. Okay, and I am expecting them by midnight Saturday. The database assignment is posted, and that is got to be done in SQL. And because Microsoft gets so helpful, if you go back and forth between user interface and SQL, I want you, when you've got it, to copy and paste it onto a list. And I want a list of your SQL along with the database. I want them both. But then if the SQL in your database gets messed up, I can see what you actually wrote. Okay, so I want the list as well. Otherwise, I'll just send it back to you. So if you give me the list, then you're better off. Okay, so this is enrollment verification week. I have to turn in my final roster tomorrow. If I have not heard from you, then I assume you're not taking the class. I actually send you an email, but I'm assuming you aren't taking the class. So if I haven't heard from you, you should send me an email today or tomorrow, okay? Or today, because I have to turn it in tomorrow. Today, you're signing up on an attendance sheet because I am going to do this in-class logic assignment. And if you're here, you don't have to do it at home. If you are not here, it has to be done and passed in at home. So the attendance sheet means you don't have to do this assignment at home. You're doing it now. Okay, so bring it up and look at number one. Okay, what a program does to be classified as a programming language. To be classified as a programming language, you need sequence. You need the ability to make decisions, and you need repetition or looping. And if the language can't do those three things, it doesn't get classified as a programming language. Okay, quiet please. HTML cannot do those three things. HTML can do sequence in that it drops down one thing at a time, and even then it's not exactly sequence. But HTML does not have the ability to ask decisions and does not have the ability to loop. So HTML is not a programming language. It's a script. It's a markup language. Hypertext markup language. It's a markup language. So, what we're going to do today is look at decisions and sequence. Decisions we've already been looking at in Access. I ask a question and I get a yes or a no. Okay? In artificial intelligence, they can deal with maybe, but we can't deal with maybe yet. Okay, or ever in this class. So, artificial intelligence can get into other things. So, yes, no is decisions. We're not going to get into looping today. We're just going to get into the first two. So now if I go back over to the in-class, You can see what I have here is sequence. I start, I declare variables, I take input, I calculate, I do output, I stop. That's sequence. I'm going in order and I'm doing one instruction at a time in the sequence. That's the flowchart. If I want to do pseudocode, I can do pseudocode. And pseudocode does start, just like I did over there. Declare variables, just like I did over there. Only here I took two lines because I was going off the page. I take in input. I calculate. I put out output, and I stop. So again, I'm doing sequence. And the two ways to logically look at things that we're going to cover are flowcharts and pseudocode. So that shows a little bit of both. Okay, so I have a problem down here at the bottom. And I'm asking, what is the output? So what I'm doing here is I am setting up first memory variables. And that's even left over from the last one. And I started a whole new one. It's got quite the memory. Okay, so I am setting up a memory variable called ID number. And a memory variable means it is setting up in a place in memory and giving it a name. In machine language times, when people wrote in machine language, they actually had to tell a specific address in memory. Nowadays, we just say to the computer, you set up a memory variable called ID number. We have no idea where in memory it gets set up, but the computer knows. And at the end of the program, it stops knowing. It doesn't keep that. And the stuff may still be in memory, but we have no access to it because we don't know where it is. So it's only while the program is running. Then I have another memory variable called names. I have another memory variable called pay per hour. I have another one called hours work. And I'm going to take input into those. I have another memory variable where I'm going to store the results of my calculations. Pay and pay after. So there's going to be areas in memory set up for those six memory variables. Okay, so I declare them. And depending on what language you have, it's a different way of declaring. But you basically give it a name and tell it to set it up and what type of data it is. Then my next line says input. Well, this is the record that I'm reading. So I am going to input 11111 John Doe, and then I'm inputting 25, and then I'm inputting 20. So I'm taking in the data and inputting it into the memory variable. So then I drop down in sequence to the next thing, and it says pay equals pay per hour times hours worked. So I multiply 25 by 20, and I get 500, and that goes into pay. And then I drop down in sequence to the next thing, and it says take pay, which is 500, and multiply it by 0.08, or 0.8 rather, and that gives me 400. Okay? So I now have 400 here. And then the next line says output, which means put the stuff out. So when I output this, I'm going to be outputting 11111, and then I'm outputting John Doe, and then I'm outputting the 500, and then I'm outputting the 400. Output could be going on the screen, it could be going on paper, it could be going and being written on a disk. I didn't specify where the output went. I just specified there was output. Okay? So that is playing computer, basically. I'm doing what the computer would do. Questions? Okay, so I'm going to go down to the next slide. Okay, this one is exactly the same problem, except that instead of putting the calculates there, I developed a procedure or module. It's really being temperamental today. Okay. I have a procedure or a module. Now look at what these are. The start and the stop are in ovals. The declare is in, okay, please. The declare is in a rectangle. The input and output are in parallelograms. And the procedure, the call to go do a procedure, is in a rectangle with double lines. And usually after the procedure, you put the parentheses like that. Okay? So what happens when it hits this is it goes up, does this, and then returns. So it goes out, does the procedure, and then returns. Okay, so this is called a procedure, it's called a module, and it can even be called a routine, but we'll stick mainly with procedures and modules. Okay, so I go out and do it, and then I come back. So in this one, I am doing exactly the same thing. Okay, over here, when I go out in pseudocode, I just say, go do calculate K with the two parentheses. It comes down, does it, and when it's done, it returns. So again, it comes down, does it, when it's finished, it returns and goes into the next line. Okay. The data is the same and the results are going to be the same. I'm still going to be saying 11111 John Doe 500 and 400. Questions? The next one gets into decisions. So now, one of the reasons why I chose to use a procedure or a module is that this tends to get too long and complicated if I just keep going. So I kind of pull it out and say, pull out what I'm going to calculate. When you got it, come on back and we'll continue on our way. And that's frequently the way it's done. I start out, I take in the input, then I go and process and come back and do the output or whatever it is, but I can isolate parts of it into a procedure or a module. So this time I am taking in an ID number, a name, and then the next thing that I'm taking in is a pay code. It really doesn't like me today. Okay, so the next thing it's taking in is a pay code. So that's my pay code. And I'm saying my pay code can be either an S or an H. Then the next thing, if you look at the list in the input, is pay per hour, right? Pay per hour. And then the next thing, if you look down here, is hours worked. And I can't spell H-O-U-R-S or something. And the next one is salary. So I'm taking those things in. Okay? Now what I do is I'm going to look at the flowchart. And the flowchart is asking a decision. So I am saying here, go up and do calculate pay. If pay code equals H, now I'm going to say that pay code is either H for hourly or S for salary. Okay? If the person is hourly, then they will have a pay per hour and an hour's work. If they're salary, they'll just have a salary. Okay? So it's going to have that kind of data. Now, I am asking the question, if the pay code equals H, and if it is, I'll go this direction. If it's no, I am assuming an S. I'm assuming it is S. Because if it's not H, I'm assuming it's S. Because I claim those are the only two valid codes. Now, reality. If you have a good program taking in data, it will not allow any data other than an H or an S to come in. So then that becomes a perfectly valid assumption. However, if you don't have a good program, people can type X, Y, Z or whatever they want to type, then you got a problem. And so then you would have to ask on the no the question, are they salaried then? If they're not hourly, are they salaried? But we're going to assume that the take-in program is excellent. And so it only allows an H or an S. So I'm taking in the H or the S. So if it's hourly, I go this way. If it's salaried, I go that way. So now let's look. Ann Smith is an S. So that means I take the no branch and I calculate her pay, which is $52,000 divided by 52, or very nicely, 1,000. Okay, so pay is going to be calculated at 1,000. Then I come down and I say, okay, now calculate pay after, which is pay times 0.8. So that's going to be 800, right? Either way, if it's hourly, I need to calculate pay after. And if it is salaried, I need to calculate pay after. And I'm calculating them the same way. So that means that why put them on the two different branches? I wait until I gather them together, the yes and no of the if, and I put it there so everybody hits that one. If you take the yes branch, you drop through and hit that. If you take the no branch, you drop through and hit the calculate pay after. Now, as I said, I could have written it over here and over here, but then I have to write it twice. So being lazy, I prefer to write it just once. Okay, so my output for this one is going to be, and here's my output, is going to be 11111 Ann Smith, and then it asked me to give her pay, which is 1,000, and her pay after, which is 800. So that's the output that I'm going to get from that. Questions? Okay, looking down at number 4, which you can see and I can't, what is the answer going to be on number 4? Okay, somebody, what do you think the answer would be? Yeah.
Should be 12121, then window branch, and then 1,800.
That's right. 12121, then Linda French, then the 1,000, and then the 800. And let's look at why. So what we said was the output would be 12121, and then Linda French, and then 1,000, and then 800. Okay, so let's look at why. We came in and we stored all the information. We went over and said, what's the pay code? Is it H? Yes, it's H. So then I said, calculate pay equal to pay per hour, which is 25, times hour worked, which is 40, and so I came up with 1,000 in pay. So now I came over here and said, okay, take the 1,000, multiply it by 8.8, and I get the 800 in pay after. So now I finish calculating, I return, I drop down, and it says output. So I put out the ID number that I get from the memory variable where it went when I did the input. I put out the names, I put out the pay, which I calculated, and I put out the pay after, which I calculated. Yes, no, maybe? If you have questions, ask now or you're going to be lost for the rest of the hour.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Questions? Is it making sense? Okay, so we're now going to look at the next one. And basically, in the next one, I stop doing calculations and I'm putting out a message. So notice over here in declare variables. When I set up my variables, I declare an ID number and a message. Now, right now, the message has nothing in it, but I'm going to put something in it because I am inputting the rest of it. I'm inputting the ID, I'm inputting the location, I'm inputting the department, and I'm inputting the budget. But I'm going to have to calculate the message. Okay? So, for number five, I come in and I read this, and I come up here. Is department greater than 15?
Yes.
What is it? Department's 22, right?
Yes.
Here is ID number. Okay. There is ID number followed by location, followed by department, followed by budget. See how I said input ID number? So that's ID number. And they apparently decided it didn't like my fix. Okay, once more. There's ID number. There is location. Notice input, ID number, location. Next is department. There's department. Next is budget. There's budget. So department is 22. So when I ask the question, is department greater than 15, what do I get?
Yes.
Yes. So I come over here. Is budget greater than 500,000?
Yes.
Yes. So the message should be cut 7%. So I am going to put as my output, I'm going to have 1111, and then I am going to have the next thing it asks for is the message. So I will say cut 7%. And the next thing it wants is the location. So I have Fall River. Then it wants the department, so I have 22. And then it wants the 600,000. Okay? So up in the air there it goes, but essentially that is the answer to problem five. Okay? So, what is the answer to problem six?
Up 5%.
Does anybody buy that? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay? Because I now have department 19. 19 is greater than 15, right? so I come over here and I say, okay, is the budget greater than 500,000?
No.
No, because the budget is 400,000. So I'm comparing the 400,000 to the 500,000 and I get a no. So my message is going to be cut 5%, right? So I'm going to, on this one, print out 1212, and then I'm going to print out cut 5%, and then I'm going to print out PR, and then 19, and then 400,000. Okay. What about number 7?
Cut 3%.
Because I got a no to the, is department greater than 15, right? So I get a no to that. And so then it says cut 3%. So that one would be 2222, cut 3%, New Bedford, 14,300,000. Questions.
Anyone having issues like following this? Raise hand. Oh, okay.
What?
So I walked in like 15 minutes late, and I had to wait 5 minutes for the computer to come on. I'm so lost right now.
Okay. Well, just try to stay tuned to what I'm doing on the next one.
You just did 6, right?
I just did 7, I think. 7. Because this 2222 was 7.
So basically, you just follow information and then do what it says.
That's right. That's exactly it. Computers are dumb machines. They need somebody to give them instructions. That's what a program does. A program gives them instructions. So we're now looking at the logic of the program. And so if the department is not greater than 15, I take the no and I hit the cut 3%. You can look on with him if you can't get your machine to come up.
He's got it on now.
It's on now? Okay.
So I ended up like jumping in the middle of a problem.
Okay, so now we're going on to 8, 9, and 10. So does this mean I should make you do it for homework?
I'll do it for homework.
Okay. No, I was just...
I haven't passed another homework.
Just, huh?
I said I probably need it for the grade anyway. I haven't
felt
like I passed another homework.
Uh-oh. As I was saying about verification, if I haven't got any emails from you, you're in jeopardy.
I talked to you already.
Okay. That's fine. Everybody is in jeopardy if I haven't heard from them. And I sent out a lot of emails yesterday. Okay, quiet please now. Okay, the other one that we looked in was asking two questions. And if I had them, it was kind of like an and. Because I'm saying if department is greater than 15 and budget is greater than 500,000, do this. The difference between this and access is when I ask an and decision in access, if it's the both things are true, I display, otherwise I don't display. It's a simple display versus don't display. Here, I can get far more sophisticated. So I'm saying, if these are both true, and this, I do cut 7%. If I get a no to either part, I'm doing different things. One no gets a cut 3%, one no gets a cut 5%. So I can do different things in this. In access, it was a display versus don't display. But here, I can get into different things. Now, this one is kind of like an or, in the sense that I'm saying, if department's greater than 15, I don't care about budget. If department's greater than 15, then the message is cut 6%. If the department's not greater than 15, then I care about the budget. So I come over here and care about the budget. If the budget's greater than 500, I say cut 4%. If it's not, I say cut 3%. Okay, so what is the answer to number 8? Yeah.
The message is cut 6%. The output's going to be 3333, message cut 6%, BO 20, 600,000.
Yep. And from now on, because I'm getting lazy, I'm not going to put out the whole output. Yeah, right. It will do it for me. I am going to just put out the message because the rest of it is just copying from the input. So I'm just going to put out the message. So you're right, the message on this first one is cut 6%. Because department's greater than 15, and that's all I care about. Now on number 9, what is going to be my output?
I'd say it'd be going towards the budget because it's not greater than 15.
Right? So then what's it going to come up with as an answer? Does anybody buy on to 3%? You like 3%? Okay. So this one says, is the department greater than 15? No, it is 15. So I take the no. Is the budget greater than 500,000? No, 400,000 is not greater than 500,000. So again, I take the no. And I end up with cut 3%. What about the last one?
That one's also no. It's 14. And it would be 6%.
It's going to be 4%. 4%,
I'm sorry.
Yep, 4%. You see why it says is department greater than 15? No, it's a 14. So it takes the no. Is budget greater than 500,000? Yeah, 700,000 is greater than 500,000. So I get a yes to that. So I get on the bottom one, cut 4%. Yeah? Okay. If you're having problems and have questions, ask. Because this is kind of an important one to get. Because we're going to be working with conditions a lot. Right now, what I'm having you do is learn to read the conditions. Okay? Next, I'm going to get you to write them. So, therefore, pay attention. Okay, I did these three, right? Right.
Yeah.
So now we're going to 11. Okay. Here are 11, 12, 13, and 14. Do them on your own and see what you come up with, and then we'll talk about the answers. But just write them out and try to figure them out. 11, 12, 13, and 14. Huh? Oh, it looks good. It's actually readable online.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's also, just making sure. did everybody...
That's...
Oh, it's last one?
That's last one.
Did everybody sign their name on here today? Yes. If anyone else did sign their name on here, just let me know, and I'll pass them around to you. Thanks. Anybody else?
Now's the time you can talk, because you can talk it over with the person next to you. It's just I don't deal with competition well.
Okay.
guy that just signed.
That one, I don't know which one it was. Okay.
I know where he is in.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so let's look at these. Number 11, what's the answer?
Cut
3%. Anybody buy that? Okay, so on number 11, I'm saying department greater than 15. No, right? So immediately I just come over here and cut 3%. So I just cut 3%. What about with number 12?
5%.
Okay, let's check it. Department greater than 15, is it?
Yes.
Yes. Is the budget greater than 500,000?
No.
No. Is spent greater than 250,000?
Yes.
So cut 5%. Okay. Number 13.
Cut 5%.
Department's greater than 15, right?
Yep.
Is budget greater than 500,000?
No.
No. Is spent greater than 250,000?
Yes.
Yes. So what am I doing?
5%.
Cut 5%. Okay. Number
14. 4%.
Okay, so that is department greater than 15? It's 23. So 23 is greater than 15, right? Is budget greater than 500,000?
No.
No. Is spent greater than 250?
No.
No. So I've got cut 4%, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is this making sense? Questions, ask. If you disagree, ask.
This will be really good for programming later, so basics.
Okay, now we're going to move on to 15, 16, and 17. And now I've switched over to pseudocode. Okay, so I'm saying here, let's do the pseudocode. So what have I got? I'm looking at number 15. And I'm going to go in and ask the questions. And I'm saying, is department less than 20? Is it?
No.
No. It's not less than 20. It's equal to 20, right?
Yep.
Now, what happens when I get a no to that is I go to the else. So else is like a no in the flowchart. So, if I were doing a flowchart for this, and this is doing this every time. Okay. So, if I change this into a flowchart, I'm going to say, okay, is department less than 20? Okay. If the answer is yes, what do? I cut 5%. So if the answer is yes, I'm cutting 5%. If the answer is no, I do else. So that else over here is like a no. Because I'm saying, if this is true, do this. Else, meaning if it's not true. So it's the no. So the no is then asking, is the budget greater than 350,000? And if the answer's yes, what am I doing?
Cutting
7%. And if the answer's no, what am I doing?
Cutting
6%. I'm taking the else and cutting 6%. Then I hit end if. End if is what I do in a flowchart when I join the yes and the no together. So that's the end if. And then I get another end if, which means join this one, and it's yes, and it's no, which went through a whole big decision, but then came out, and I join them together. So that's the logic flowchart. And as I said, some people like pseudocodes, some people like flowcharts. I think more like flowcharts. So if you have pseudocode and you don't like it, turn it into a flowchart. Okay, you can do that. Now, the way this works in the pseudocode is else goes with that if. So I said else, and then I'm asking another question. This else goes up to that if. It can't go to the other one already has an else. Everybody gets one else and one end if. So I come down, this end if joins itself to the first available if. This if can't have that because it's already been taken, so it joins up there. The indenting helps make that clear because I've got if, else, end if all pushed inside. So it kind of hopefully makes that clear that those go together. The if, else, and if that all line up out here also go together. So this is one place where I'm a firm believer in indenting because it really helps understand what goes with what. Okay, so on number 15, we ask the question, is the department less than 20? It is 20, so it's not less than 20, so I take the no branch, right? And then I ask, is the budget greater than 350,000? Is it? Yes, the budget is greater than 350,000. So what am I going to show?
7%.
So I'm showing cut 7%. Okay, on the next one, what have I got?
It would get double cut for the department. It's 14.
14 is less than 20. 14 is less than 20. Yes, I know. It's very easy to do. 14 is less than 20. So what do I end up doing? Cut 5%, and I don't even have to ask any more questions. I just cut 5%. What about the last one? So what? Right. I heard it over here someplace.
Yeah, cut 6%.
6%. So you're caught up now.
Yeah, I'm actually ahead.
You're actually ahead. Okay, show off.
Yeah, because it's over 20. There's over 25 people in the department. The budget is less than 350,000. We cut 6%.
Right. So 25 is not less than 20. So I take the no. Is the budget greater than 350,000? No, 200,000 is not. So I take the no, and I end up with cut 6%. Okay. Okay, moving on. Thank you.
Brent, do you mind just right-clicking again? See if that close ink layer happens again?
Would you mind me doing what?
So you know how you just took that picture?
Yeah.
What if you tried to close the ink layer twice? Never mind. It listens to me.
That's right. And it says, that's what he thinks I'm going to do? Forget it.
I know, what the heck?
Okay, try turning this into a flowchart and then solving the three problems. But first, try turning it into a flowchart. You just are a believer that this isn't random.
Somehow it worked, but I don't know. No, that was totally random. So I was thinking, if you hit that, it usually go back and then it comes back up.
Right.
So what if you hit that, you right click close ink layer again, see if that would come up, and then start writing. I don't know.
Yeah, I've tried most of those kinds of things, and I have yet to see the randomness go away, but there may be some combination that I missed. People at home, Pat is trying to solve the smart boy problem.
Unsuccessful.
Said equal, John. Anything from here, you do a big yes. If it's something here, that means you do a big yes.
I thought the last time it was no. Oh, else.
Yeah, else. So it doesn't have an else.
Yes?
No. Okay. John, I can't do it.
Does that mean yeah, the intention of the family thing?
John, I can't do this. 20 should have 19 else. 19 should have.
Okay. I'm going to look at the first problem and then I'll look at the flowchart. But the first problem says department 20. Okay, so is department less than 20? Is department less than 20 if it's 20?
No.
So notice what happens here. It just drops right down to the end if. Because I didn't put in an else for that decision. There is no second else. So if you look at the flowchart, I said, if department's less than 20, then you drop down and ask about budget. Is budget greater than 350,000? If the answer is yes, cut 7%. If the answer is no, cut 6%. End if. So I end the if on that inner decision. Then I hit another end if. What that means is, and the if on that department less than 20. There is no else for that, which means I'm doing nothing. I'm not going to do anything if department is less than 20. So I will, when I come to the output, I will put out the ID number, the location, the department, the building, and the spend. But when it comes to must message, that's going to be empty. Because I have no message. So I'm just going to say none or nothing. No message. So this one has no message. Okay. What about number 14?
Cut
6%. Cut 6%. 14 is cut 6%. Because 14 is less than 20, so I take the yes. Budget is not greater than 350, so I take the no, and I get cut 6%. What do I get for number 20?
Cut 6%.
Nope.
It's still the 6%.
It says if coverage is less than enough.
No message.
Nope. Look at the very first question. Is department less than 20?
No.
No. So what happens when department's not less than 20? Nothing. No message. Department's not less than 20, so it takes the no branch, which just drops right out. So no message. No message there. Okay. Questions? Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, on this one, try again drawing the flowchart and then try solving the problems. You're not solving my problems. You're all done. Got the flowchart too? That's because you probably don't have pencils and paper, right?
Oh, I do.
But we're just that smart.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Smart. I think you could say that. Right?
I think this class is getting better than the last one. Thank you. Sure.
I think most people are getting it in both of them, so.
Yeah. Great. Just don't want.
And if they don't, they should be asking questions. Mm-hmm. Right? Right.
Right. What's the end of four?
End if ends the if statement. So when I am done with the if statement, I just put in an end if. You know that when I draw the flow chart, I draw the lines together, put the little circle. That's the end if.
It's like a block, and then so after you end it, I'm going to say, it's like a continuation of it.
Well, this one, these three go together, right?
Yeah.
And then these three go together. So the if department is not less than 20, that's the else that you would take.
Yeah, it's like a container, like the cabinet. Yeah. Once it started, it's got to have this.
Okay, is department less than 20? If the answer is yes, I'm going to ask the question about the budget. And the budget question says, is budget greater than 350,000? Okay, folks, it's my turn. Okay, if the budget is greater than 350,000, then I've got 7% message. If the budget is not greater than 350,000, I have a 6%. Then the end if means join the yes and the no. Join the yes and the no together. So then I hit an else. Well, the else, this one is waiting to have something on the no side, and the else group's in there. So I say else cut 5%. And then I come down and I hit an end if. So I join the yes, which goes all the way through there, and the no, and that's my end if. So that circle at the bottom is my end if. Okay, so what about the first one? What's my answer on the first one?
5%.
5%. Does anybody buy 5%? Does anybody disagree with 5%? Okay. So basically, I ask the question, is the department less than 20? No, it's not less than 20, so I take the no. And that immediately says cut 5%. What about the next one?
6%.
Yeah. Because I'm saying, is department less than 20? Yeah, 14 is less than 20. Is budget greater than 350,000? No. 100,000 is not greater than 350,000. So I take the no and I get cut 6%. What about the last one?
Same thing, cut 6%.
Look at it again.
It's going to be 5%.
5%. Because is department less than 20?
No.
No. So if department's not less than 20, the no branch gets me to cut 5%. If department isn't less than 20, I don't care about the budget. Now, in the last one was very similar to this. It's just I didn't have that last else. So in the last one, if department wasn't less than 20, I did nothing.
This one does 5%.
Okay, questions? Okay, then let's look at the last four. No, not the last four. We got two more groups. Okay, so again, try the flowchart and try to solve the problem.
It's my sister's birthday.
Oh, neat.
What's
Okay, so I've got department less than 20. And if yes, again, is the budget greater than 350,000? If the answer is yes, I am going to cut 7%. Whatever. If the answer is no, I have another question that I'm asking. And that other question is the spent greater than 250,000? And if the answer is yes, I am saying cut 6%. What about if the answer is no to this? What do I do? Nothing. Because there's no else on that question. So that means I do nothing if it's a no, because there was no else on that question. So I just come down and I connect the yes and the no. Then I have another NDF, and that says go back and connect the yes and no to the next question. And then I have another NDF, and so it says go and check and connect, rather, the yes and the no to that question. Okay. So I have three NDFs. So if department is not less than 20, I am doing nothing.
And that's perfectly legitimate. Somebody might say, I want a report for all departments less than 20. But I don't care about the ones that are not less than 20. Okay? So I want it for all that are less than 20. Okay? Questions? Okay, so what does that mean that I'm going to get on these over here? What is the first one? Okay, let's see. Department is less than 20, right? Budget is greater than 350, so I'm getting cut 7%. Okay? Now the next one, what am I going to get?
Nothing.
Because department is not less than 20. And if department's not less than 20, I take the no branch on the top question and nothing happens. What about if the 26th one?
That's 6%. Well, no, because of the end absent. No, it is cut 6%.
It's 6%.
And the reason is department's less than 20, budget is not greater than 350, so I take the no, spend is greater than 250, so I take the yes, and I get cut 6%. Okay? There's four more to go, and we have 10 minutes. We're in great shape. Okay, four more to go. And yes, I have problem 27 twice. I can't count. Again, try to do the flowchart and then do the problem. Getting tired of walking around. Okay, Pat and I will be here in room K118. I'll be here till 4 o'clock. I don't know when Pat has leaving, but he's leaving sometime around 3, I think.
3, yeah.
But I'll be here till 4, so if anybody needs help, I'm in K118. Or back and forth to my office if nobody's there, which is K112.
this one is going to have something for everything. Okay, this one has an answer for everything. So I'm starting out and I'm saying if department's less than 20, only I put two, but anyway, if department's less than 20, then I'm asking, is the budget greater than 350,000? If it is, then I say cut 7%. Else, notice I ask another question. So on the else, I'm asking this other question about, is spent greater than 250,000? If it is, I cut 6%, otherwise I cut 5%. Then this first end if means I close the spent decision. The second end if means I close the budget decision. So now I've got that all closed up, but I still haven't dealt with the no up here on department. So now I'm saying else message cut 4%. And then I end that here. So if you look at this, this if, else, and end go together. That's on the spent. Then if I join the budget, those all go together. That if and that else as well. And then if you look at the if department, gives its end if and its else.
So they all join together like that. Okay, so that's how it works. Okay, so what's 27?
Four
4%. Because department is not less than 20, right? Right?
Yes.
So it's 4%. What about number 27 the second time?
5%.
Okay, that would be, let's see. It's less than 20. 19 is less than 20. Is the budget greater than 350? No. So I go down and ask spent. Is spent greater than? No. So cut 5%. Okay, well, 29.
6%.
Okay. So I have less than 20, yes. Budget greater? No. Spent greater than 250, yes. So I've got cut 6%. And what's the last one?
Five.
So department's less than 20 because it's 15. Budget is a no again. Smart is a no again. So what did you say it was?
Five.
Cut 5. Okay. We're done.
Yeah.
Any questions? He gets lonely. Yeah. No, I think that's a good exercise. Does that make sense?
Could it make sense?
For once, I don't need help.
That's awesome. I know. Hey, now you see that. Your homework there?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the phone.
It's around the
DMV,
so
I don't know.
So you're Vincent, right? You're Vincent? Okay, you send him in reverse. Therefore, you're Jonathan. And I probably won't remember it, but anyway.
What do we do with this?